Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Bill Young, and welcome to Prayer in Lunch podcast. Today is Tuesday, December 20th, and today is the fourth week of Advent, and it's Tuesday. And I apologize yesterday for some reason I was going to do it, and never did my podcast yesterday. So I'm including today Monday podcast and Tuesday. So you're getting two for the price of one. How exciting. All for free. Isn't that great? So as I said, today is Tuesday, December 20th. And it's a feast day of St. Dominic and of Yellis. And St. Dominic, more information about him, if I can find it, is, was born in the earliest 11th century. And he lived until December 20th, 1073. So today is the day that he died. So it was over almost 2,000 years ago. Over 1,000 years ago, I could do my math. And so that's today. And the topic for today was Jesus is. Keep your eyes on the Prince of Peace. And yesterday's was Monday, was all things are in one in Christ. And so I'm going to start with Monday and then I'll do today. And Monday's was by, the words were by Pope Francis. And the Bible reading is Christ is our peace. Ephesians 2:14. Pope Francis states, conflict cannot be ignored or concealed. It is to be the face which conflicts arise. Some people simply look at it and go their way as if nothing happened. Others embrace it in such a way that they become its prisoners. They lose their bearings. Projects onto institutions their own confusion and dissatisfaction, and thus makes unity impossible. But there is also a third way, the best way to deal with conflict. It is the willingness to face conflict head on, resolve it, and make it the link in the chain of new progress. Christ has made all things one in himself, heaven and earth, God and humanity, time and eternity, flesh and spirit, persons and society. The sign of this unity and reconciliation of all things is in him, is peace. The gospel message always begins with the greeting of peace. The peace at all times crowns and confirms the relationships between the disciples, possible because the Lord has overcome the world and its constant conflict by making peace through the blood of his cross. Ephesians 1:20. But this reconciliation of difference must first be within ourselves, in our own minds. Every threat, as they are, by fragmentation and breakdown. If hearts are shattered by thousands of pieces, it is not easy to create an aesthetic peace in our society. Pope Francis. Today's meditation. What conflicts in my life must I first face openly so to resolve them and to bring. Now, we all go through personal challenges with peace. I could state back where, as a young man and a youth, I did not get to see my father from the young age of 4 or 5 until after my mother's death at age 20, to 21. So it was many years that I had a personal feeling of abandonment on my father. It was a tough time in my life because there was no peace within me. But God gives us peace and always search out to him. And it was able for me to forgive my father, who I felt abandoned us. And he came to visit down to me in Florida in his elderly years. And I enjoyed it. And he got to meet my son, Gregory. So I enjoyed it even more. So those who may have conflict within your family, within your friends, the peace you will gain within yourself is looking for the peace of our Lord. Today's prayer is for, again, Monday, the fifth day of Mary's, December 19th. And it states here, the Holy Spirit will descend upon you, and I am the handmaid of the Lord. Luke 1:34-38. From the Gospel according to Luke, Mary said to the angel, but how could this come about, since I have no knowledge of men? The angels answered, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will cover you with its shadow. And so the child will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God. And I tell you this too, your cousin Elizabeth, in her old age, has conceived a son, and she, whom people called the barren, is now in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible to God. Mary said, you see before you the Lord's servant. Let it happen to me as you have said. And the angel left her. You would have a brief meditation on that. Oh God, you desire that your son take on your flesh in a virginal womb. Grant that we beseech you the joy of knowing him as a man like us. May it bring to have a share in gifts of heaven through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We'll now pray to our Father, Hail Mary, and glory be. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead our souls to heaven, especially those who most need of your mercy. Amen. Now I'm going on to today's topic. It's Tuesday, week four in this little book we're reading. It's called Prepare His Way. And it's the hope and healing of justice and peace for Advent. As you can see, today is, and so was pretty much yesterday. So it's things from Pope Francis, St. Mother Teresa, and Father Henry J.N. Newman. So today's title is Keep Your Eyes on the Prince of Peace. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Matthew 5:9. Father Henry states, do not give up the working for peace. Always remember that peace for which you work is not of this world. Do not let yourself be distracted by great noises of war, dramatic descriptions of misery, and the central expressions of human cruelty. The newspapers, movies, and war novels make you numb, but they do not create the true desire for peace, for only the feeling of shame and guilt and powerless, the worst motivations for peace work. Keep your eyes on the Prince of Peace. who doesn't cling to his divine power, who refuses to turn stones into bread, jump from the great heights and rule with great power. See, the one who touches the lame, the crippled, and the blind, and speaks the words of forgiveness and encouragement, who dies alone, rejected and despair. Keep your eyes on him who becomes poor with the poor, with the weak, and who is rejected with the rejected. The one, Jesus, is the source of all peace. Where is this peace to be found? The answer is surprisingly weak but clear in weakness. Where our hearts feel the most broken, most insecure, most angry, most afraid. Why there? Because in our weakness, our familiar ways of controlling and manipulating our world are being stripped away, are forced to let from doing the much thinking, much relying on our self-sufficiency. Where are the most vulnerable in their peace? It is not of this world. It's mysteriously him. Father Henry, J.M. The thought for today. How might my weakness combine with Jesus, strength being more peace to my friends and neighbors? So the peace be with you and with all of you. Today, in preparation, is the sixth day of the remainder of Christmas. And it said that today is the Visitation, December 20th. Blessed is she who is believed. From the Gospel according to Luke 1:39-45, Mary set out at a time and went quickly as she could into the hill country in the town of Judah, where she went into Zechariah's house and greeted Elizabeth. Now it happened, as soon as Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. She gave out a loud cry and said, "Of all women, you are most blessed. Blessed is the fruit of your womb. Why should I be honored with a visit from the mother of the Lord? Look, the moment your greeting reached my ears, the child in my womb leaped for joy. Yes, blessed is she who believes that the promise made her by the Lord will be fulfilled." We have a brief pause. Lover of life, your church is radiant with joy while awaiting your child whose coming was announced by the prophets and now who enters into this world like a dew on a dry soil. May the earth tremble with new energy from heaven and close with prayer. With song, may it encounter its Redeemer who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against you. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead our souls to heaven, especially those who most need of your mercy. And in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you all, and have a great Tuesday. And thank you for listening to Prayer Lunch podcast and radio show on Block Radio. Tell your friends and your family members so they could have the peace within them. Thank you for listening. And God bless you all. I never did.